Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth
drama.
Smooth drama.
All right, all right. Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. If you want to holler at me, I would love to have you. Phone number to call in is 646-929-2037. Once again, the call-in number is 646-929-2037. I encourage you to go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com. Check us out. You get to go in there and you can see my face. That's made for radio. And see how, how appealing I am to the camera. Because I try to smash and break all mirrors in my wake. So it's very important that you get to see me and see me in all my glory. At least I think so. But if you don't agree, I don't give a damn. I'm just playing. Anyway, also, social network. We encourage you to Facebook, follow me on Twitter, meet me. I am Smooth Drama. Wayne. Then you pick a network. I'm probably there. You look up Smooth Drama. I'm there. Holla at me. I holla back at you. We can have some fun and do a little political discourse. In the meanwhile, shout out to my homies that aren't feeling that well. Big shout out to my co-host, Miss 100%. You know, putting it in the air out there for you. We miss you, and we can't wait till you get back. And you're feeling better, of course. So when you get right, we here for you. Smooth Drama and all his fans. And shout out to my homegirl, Blue Royale, who is feeling ill also. Longtime guest host. Get better to you also. In the meanwhile, tonight's the night that I get to do what I love to do best, and that's give out them special helmets for them folks who during the week just are deserving of extra small helmets on their big ass heads because they're just retards. Well, I won't say retards because I don't want to disrespect the folks who are mentally slow by associating these idiots with them. And of course, I have to go to my favorite state of Florida, the state that keeps on giving. For some reason, there's an inordinate amount of people with special helmets living in Florida, all bunched up together. Maybe y'all keep hitting each other in the head and giving each other concussions, and that's why these things happen. For example, Johnny Bressler, who is our first recipient of special helmetdom, who when his what you want to call it, property mate asked him for rent money, he got upset and was like, "What you mean? I don't pay no rent, son." And grabbed his doo-doo stained underwear and smashed it in homie's face. Now, I was struck by the fact that he has doo-doo filled underwear just chilling on the floor at the crib. Because, you know, most normal humans, we don't doo-doo in our pants. And so you know, Mr. Bressler is not a senior citizen. Mr. Bressler is 46 years old. So he's far from senior citizen. He is not mentally handicapped. He just is a guy who doo-dooed in his shorts and left them hanging around. And when asked for the rent, decided, you know what? I'm going to smash this doo-doo in your face. Florida, where people smash doo-doo in people's face when they ask for rent. I don't think I need to say nothing else. I mean, would smashing somebody in the face with doo-doo be constituted as assault with a deadly weapon? I mean, to me it is, because I can say old doo-doo is toxic. You know, pee is sterile, but doo-doo? Nuh-uh. Anyway, yeah, Johnny Bressler, 46 years old. He gets into arguments about rent. Anybody who's going to be a potential roommate down in Florida, if you're listening, Johnny Bressler is not the dude for you. Because one, he's going to doo-doo in his shorts and lead them around the house. That right there kicks you out, in my book. We can't even talk no more. I mean, it's doo-doo. But I'm going to move on before I make myself throw up and stay in the great state of Florida. Our next indentured servant of a special helmet dumb is Benjamin King, who was charged with first-degree attempted murder because he attempted to try to kill his daughter, first with a frying pan, then a pistol, and then a knife. What'd she do? Well, she had the nerve to let her adult son and his fiance sleep in the same bed. Because I guess he's 92 years old, and it was going against his old school principles. So apparently, back in the day in Florida, if you were fiancé to each other, you couldn't sleep in the same bed. Because, you know, that's not how it's done in Florida. Old school wise. And I mean, he was gonna kill his daughter. He was so mad, and he tried to kill her with a frying pan. I mean, this is cruel. And then he pulled the gun, then he went and got a knife. Florida. I mean, and this is all because not something that she did per se, but the grandson sleeping in the same bed with the fiance. Now, I don't know about y'all, but that's extra special. And you can try and give him a pass because he's old, but can you really? Can you really give this guy a pass? He's going to kill his daughter over the son sleeping with his wife-to-be. Literally and figuratively. It's kind of rough. Kind of rough. I don't know. Maybe it's me. But I think that is extra special. Now, what really hit me to the core was in Florida. There's a man who, I guess, his lawyer posted a photo of his leopard print underwear on her Facebook page. And this caused the South Florida judge to declare a mistrial in the murder case, I guess, because that is something that's, I guess, against the law to post the guy's underwear. I mean, it looked like female underwear. And I guess somebody saw the photo and the judge declared it a mistrial. And I'm like, so in order, I mean, and this guy, Furman whatever the hell his name is, he's accused of fatally stabbing his girlfriend in 2010. So I guess if you want to get mistrials, you just have your lawyer post pictures of your underwear on Facebook and you can get a mistrial. Now they're saying that the judge is now going to have to sign a new lawyer and set a new trial date. And I'm like, why? I mean, showing somebody's underwear on Facebook should stop them from being prosecuted to the fullest of the law as soon as possible? Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a Florida thing. Now I don't understand, but I'm thinking that seeing his leopard print, that how is that contaminating the jury? I don't care what he wear. I mean, if he gonna wear female underwear, female leopard print underwear, cool. I mean, the guys in jail will probably be like, yeah, we like that. So when you sentence his ass guilty for murdering somebody, it's like he can go to jail in them leopard underwear. And it's like, hey, thumbs up. All the guys in jail like, yeah, we like them, dog. Why don't you come stay in the cell with me? But mistrial in Florida. So hopefully nobody else sees this and like, well, I'm going to just keep doing mistrials. They going to live forever in jail because they just going to keep posting pictures of their underwear. I mean, if that's all it takes to get a mistrial and getting it delayed, shit, I would be having my lawyer post pictures of my underwear every year. It's a mistrial. Talking my shit that don't make sense. That makes no sense whatsoever. But last but not least in this segment, the thing that doesn't make sense to me, the guys, the penis injections, the ass injections, and people dying over it. The New Jersey woman, Cassia Rivera, who could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted of reckless manslaughter and the death of 22-year-old Justin Street, who wanted her to inject silicone in his penis so that it can get bigger. I want to tell the homies out here, you know, we got to educate y'all. Look, if you got a little dick and, you know, you want to increase it, don't inject poison. No, why don't you just buy one of them hollow strap-ons? I mean, they got the hollow strap-ons where you can just, like, you can buy whatever size. If that's what's going to make you feel good, you can put your little dick inside a big dick and, hey, you can be a really big dick. Don't matter. You can even get the one that vibrates. Do your thing, homie. Do your research. At least you won't die. You know what I'm saying? You won't die. Because this dying shit for silicone, I'm not getting. And see, this is about education. Because I'm thinking that if homie wouldn't know for $20-something, he could have bought him a hollow dick and just kept it moving like that, and he wasn't going to die. He'd have done it. It got me thinking, I'm going to start an organization. I sat up, I thought about it, and my organization is going to be the Protectors of Penises, son. And our sole mission is going to be to protect the rights of penises here and abroad. So when I hear about guys, and protectors of penis's son is pops. Because, you know, most people who are pops, they got penises. Are you going to pop the pee? Anyway, the point is, we got an overabundance of, one, women cutting penises off. And it's just out there. And two, these guys getting these injections and dying, or getting injections and bleeding to death. I mean, it's insane. And I'm saying, dog, buy you a fake dick. It works for the female. And, you know, when the female's talking about, hey, you know what, I'm my vibrator, whatever, you can say, hey, look, check this out. I got you. Mine vibrates. It does all that. And I'll even kiss you. I'm just saying, fellas, if you feeling ill-equipped, me and the homies at Pops, and I'm putting it out there, fellas, if you interested in starting this organization, and ladies too, if y'all think that the penis needs to be protected, hit me up, smoothdrama1@yahoo.com, the number one. Say, hey, I want to join Pops. I'm going to start this organization. I'm doing it, the protectors of penises, son. You want to be down with that? Hit me up, smoothdrama1@yahoo.com. We gonna start this organization, and we're going to protect the penises of the world. And we're going to make the world a better place for penis. Yeah. And on that note, oh, we're going on break here. This is a common 1999. Because, see, we got to go back to the days when penises and common sense, get it, common, made sense. Anyway, this is Common featuring Sadat X, Sadat X 1999.
I'm fighting for freedom, writing for freedom. These record company niggas, I don't like when I see them. My ancestors, when I write and I see them and talk with them. Hoping in the promised land I can walk with them. Shit it on. So many rappers, it's like I'm in the star with them. But less concept, dark rhythm, paid dues, broad wisdom. As legends fall, my godmother answer heaven's call. Preacher's daughters get fucked in the reverend's hall. MC's reckless, I brawl. Why y'all wanna go and do that? Must have thought I was solo. The name to say that you act no more. Still together, like in a ghetto photo with one nigga in the chair. Holding liquor, despair, gang signs in the air. I shine in spaces when time is just a glare. Hold the mic like a memory. Niggas say I'm nice, but metaphors are easy simile. Street ministry, my poetry's a penitentiary. Track is visitation. Since your city's life, I'm like chief up in the demonstration. Still.
I'm gonna show y'all the grind, how much shit I've been through, and all the things I'm some get Range Rover, some religion change over. Angel on my main shoulder telling me remain sober. Token niggas games over, ain't no pay on that freestyle. The battles I'm warring like a G-child, searching for the child in me. The style in me, this release is like a piece that's now in me. They try to stop the Navy God, like Martin on the balcony. Lyrically, I put a hit on them, cause I'm the style nitty. Catch a flick at the liquid kitty, trying to get a chick to kick it with me to the tilt. Told her my chambers like Will, feel with her for a sec, let her know I have respect. Less than an hour, she was giving me neck, yo, I'm still getting mine.
Together you got
Smooth Drama. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Common. Still getting mine in the 1999. See, you know, if you make sense, you could be getting yours in the 2012. At least you should be trying to, but hey, that's on you if you ain't getting yours. I'm getting mine. And it ain't even 1999. Suckers. Anyway. Oh man. As it stands right now, is that time of the week where I get to go into the people that I've been hating on for a while, all week, because I normally get my haters the beginning of the week, but, you know, and I was not disappointed. I actually have a close tie between Pat Robertson and someone else, but we'll start off with Pat Robertson here, who, if y'all don't know this old bastard, this old hating ass bastard. He's the host of the television show, The 700 Club. Why is The 700 Club? I mean, is it because it's 700 assholes? I don't know. I have nothing good to say about him. I even had my video out there for a while. Fuck Pat Robertson. You know, I just want y'all to know, I don't like Pat Robertson. Did I say that I don't like Pat Robertson? Anyway, Pat Robertson, on his show Monday, answered a question from a viewer named Michael about how to repair his marriage to a woman who, as he said, has no respect for me as head of the house. What would good old Pat's response? Well, you could become a Muslim and you could beat her. Yeah. And he wasn't finished. He says, I don't think we condone wife beating these days, but something has got to be done to make her. He moves on. A woman is a rebellious child who doesn't want to submit to any authority. However, since the scripture doesn't allow for divorce, Robertson urged the husband to move to Saudi Arabia, where, ostensibly, beating the woman would be permissible. Now, if you didn't understand why I hate this man, and I don't understand why this dude still has a show, and it's like people, I mean, is this stuff that he's spitting funny? Is this the gospel? This the gospel? This the religious man y'all listening to? I'm like, shit, if he's the one that's going to lead you to the promised land, shit, man. Woo! I'm just going to say it. if Pat Robertson is a guy that you know and respect, you are a fucking scum bucket. You are scum of the earth also. Because this is nothing if not a hating-ass man. I mean, he's putting it out there, ladies. He's putting it out there. Look, if you don't respect the husband, crack his toes, have his meals ready, suck his dick, do whatever he need done, he should be able to beat you. And the funny thing, his co-host thought the shit was funny. Ha 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 ha. That's some funny shit, ain't it? How many people laugh? How many people would laugh if your man was Michael who called and he's like, yeah, that makes sense. And he goes in there and punch you in the mouth. Wouldn't be that funny. But that is why I hate on Pat Robertson. And will continue to hate on Pat Robertson until I exist no more. Because even when he dies, I'm going to hate on the memory of this punk motherfucker. Because to me, guys like him ain't shit. And the world would be oh so much better when people like him are gone. See, because people like him keep spreading that hate. You know, people like him are the reason why the world is messed up today. People just like him. Now why he hasn't choked on a bone, a fish bone, or lightning hasn't struck his ass, I don't know. You know, but I know if I was Godzilla, I would step on him in his studio. But I'm going too far. Anyway, my second hater is Marisol Simoes, who's the owner of Mambo Restaurant, who, you know, she's got two eateries in Ottawa, Canada. Thing is, she got upset because a customer wrote a negative online review of her restaurant. So what she did is she pretended to be her and wrote emails to the customer's bosses that said that she was a tiger in the bedroom who was transgender and who liked group sex. She, Oh man, I mean, I've heard of, you know, you being upset at reviewers and whatnot, but I've never heard of creating an address and trying to diss that person and writing all kinds of false stuff about them because they did a bad review about your restaurant. I'm like, that just means you need to step your game up. People criticize you for the reason that the food is good. Nobody will say nothing. That's how that goes. And as it stands anyway, there's no one who will not get criticized. Somebody's going to hate you. That's just how it goes. Just saying. I don't understand this whole, emails to the ladies' boss. Marisol has to be one of the most mean and hateful ass. Wouldn't want to be her boss, her employee. And she also has a restaurant, one of her other restaurants named Kinky. So if you're ever in Ottawa, Canada, You probably want to stay away from the Mambo Restaurant and Kinky's. And if you do go there, you don't like the food, don't write a review. Because So you may email your bosses too. That's ill. That's all I can say. Is that is ill. So her and Pat Robinson, my haters of the week. And also speaking of hate, I know y'all saw the Libyans killed the ambassador from the U.S. It's been all over the news. Everybody's been talking about it. And, I mean, it was bad that homie got beat to death. But it really shouldn't be shocking. You know, everybody's like, oh, he did that. And I'm like, well, ain't these the same people who beat their leader Gaddafi to death? It's on YouTube, just beating him to death. So them beating a foreigner to death shouldn't be shocked. They beat their own leader to death. They damn sure will beat a foreigner to death. That just means that the people there are equal opportunity crazy. They ain't gonna just hurt themselves or their own people. They coming after everybody. So, at least now you know. They going for everybody. Anyway, I'm thinking 2013, we're going to have another war, a little mini war to fight, taking down these so-called rebels. Be ready for it. You know, the whole support the troops. And we got to get those people who killed our ambassador. It never, ever stops. Never, ever, ever. And speaking of something that doesn't stop, bad parenting. There's a lot of bad parenting that goes on here in America. People don't think that they're bad parents, even though it's right there in their faces. Case in point, Tiana Madison. Hopefully I said that right. Tiana Madison is an Olympian who came out against her parents because she said her parents were stealing her money. So, what do the parents do to prove to her, hey, we ain't stealing your money? They sue her for libel and slander. Because, you know, there ain't nothing gonna prove that we ain't trying to get her money by suing her and trying to get her money. So, big shout out to Robert and Joanne Madison, you know, who say they've been loving, supportive, and generous parents. Out of Florida, by the way. Because nothing says love and support like, hey, suing your kid. And they want $25,000 each in compensatory and punitive damages. That's all. You know, so Olympic gold medalist Tiana Madison. I believe for every gold medal you get $25,000. So, yeah. If she loses, she gets nothing. Great parenting right there. Parenting 101. How to steal from your kid and make it look like you're a good person by suing her. Yay! Anyway. You know, also on the bad parenting tip, there's a high school, Ladue High School, as a matter of fact. They have a tradition where they have what they call a senior list, which details the personal and sexual habits of female upperclassmen at a Missouri high school. Well, one of the parents, one of the mothers, Ruth Alhamire, I don't know. I'm always tearing up people's names. It don't really matter. She said the list constitutes a federal Title IV violation, and she's going to take legal action if the harassment continues. Because I guess the list talks about, you know, hygiene and sexual habits. And my thing is, well, Ruth, as a fellow parent, if you're offended by what's on the list, you should ask your daughter, why is she on the list for sexual habits? I mean, obviously, if she's on the list, she has some very popular sexual habits. You can't get on the list if they got nothing to talk about. Last time I checked. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think so, though. You know, they say, oh, it's wrong. It's like, yeah, no, it's not. I'm sorry. You have a child on the list. I mean, she had to do something. You know, if you're a virgin or your stuff ain't out there, what they gonna write about? Like, yeah, she goes to school every day. And she didn't have sex with nobody. That's not going to make it on the list, I promise you. Anyway. What did make the list for tonight, though, is pink slime. I don't know if y'all remember that pink slime, that the stuff that they supposed to be giving your kids, and your kids is sucking on, eating on every day. And ABC reported it. Well, they're suing ABC for $1.2 billion. Supposedly because, hey, it had a catastrophic impact on the company, forcing it to close 3 of its 4 U.S. plants and lay off 700 workers. Now, why would it have a catastrophic impact? Because once people found out that they are eating pink slime, and mind you, this is not pink, the pink stuff that you can get at 7-Eleven in a Slurpee. This is supposedly your sandwich meat. This is for your school, your kids' lunch. Come on. I mean, it's beef that's heated and treated with ammonia to kill bacteria. You know, and the pink slime is stuff that McDonald's and other fast food companies, they don't even use. So if the fast food places who don't give a damn about your health don't use it, but the school system has it in the schools, come on. But they're suing because, hey, we have the right to feed your kids garbage. And if you don't want lettuce, we're going to sue. Think about that for a second. They are mad, and they are suing ABC because ABC said, hey, this is some garbage. And once people realized it was garbage, they did not want to eat it. And they're upset. BPI. Yeah. They don't want to talk about how much they lost, but so they say they took a significant hit. Yeah, BPI, take that slime shit and eat it yourself. Because I'm guaranteed they don't eat it. But your kids are supposed to eat it and love it. On that note, I need to take a break. Because I guess, like Slum Village song is selfish. I'm being selfish by even talking about folks that want to feed your kids something nasty. I should not even talk about that. I should just be talking about, hey, you know what? Eat whatever you want. If it kills you, no biggie. You live in large anyway. That don't make sense, do it? Anyway, this is Slum Village. Selfish.
Down in Texas, all the way to New Orleans, where the girls could catfish. And in LA, every chick's an actress. Hollywood status with the shaded glasses. To Detroit, yeah, the place that I rest, where the ladies got asses and love live sex. And hot Atlanta, y'all, is one of the best, where they speak Southern slang and smoke live sex. And New York women are way too fresh. Too much on your mind, let me ease that stress. I wish you all were mine, it's so selfish. Maybe I'm feeling myself too much, I guess, right? To my ladies all across the globe, in small towns that I don't even know. No, to all local international code, whether you see me in streets or catch me at shows, I'm calling. Yeah, maybe I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. Like Mr. Friendly, and still the spotlight like Mr. Bentley. I spotted her like Bud McKenzie, and for them fake boobies, I paid them Benji. Get your own. I got Paris, he got Nicky, he tried to get him a clone. He said, yeah, you know you got extra hoes, and everything you do is extra cold. From the polo fleece to the Jesus piece. I got family in high places like Jesus needs. Can I please say my peace? If y'all fresh to death, then I'm deceased. And this one here is a heat rock, spit like a beatbox, the way the beat rock, new version of beat rock. But for that Benz, I get CL love, so I switch my girls around like 3L dub. I'm calling.
Yeah, baby, I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it.
Last I heard, he caught the flu and you was worried. Hope he feels better. And thanks, Jonetta from Cleveland, for that good head in your Jetta. Better believe it. Shanice, you my piece from Compton. Before I'm off the plane, make sure you cop the trees and spark up. Danielle, ATL, got them pictures in the mail. You sealed with a kiss and you sent it with Chanel. You looking good in that one, showing off your body. Had a Beverly Hills mommy that would buy me parties. Take me to after parties, her name was Kari. It sucks that we didn't keep in touch, I'm sorry, but... Hey, Kim, how's Minneapolis? You're so pretty, hit you show off your titties with silly glasses, cause I love you, girl, though you ain't mine. I wish my arms was long enough to hug you all at the same time.
I'm calling, yeah, baby, I'm selfish. I want you to myself, I can't help it. All mine, yeah, baby, I'm selfish. All mine,
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. That was Slum Village. Selfish. And speaking of selfish, y'all know what time it is. If you don't know, you're about to find out. This is the time for the dumbass of the week. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Anyway, dumbass of the week. Woo! I mean, it's been a lot, but this guy here, he took the case, literally. James Gagum. It's a hell of a name, Gagum. Anyway, James Gagum was watching a movie at his home when he began arguing about the way a character was handling a gun. So, what did Mr. Gagum do? He picked up a revolver, held it to his head, and said, "That's not how it's done." He pulled the trigger several times, and on the third pull, the gun went off, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Yeah. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but authenticity in movies, I mean, I rail against it. You're supposed to suspend your belief, you watching the movie, whatnot, but I'm not going to show the reality of what should be in the movie by pointing a real loaded gun to my head to show people, hey, this is how you hold a gun. That is not intelligent. And so, ladies and gentlemen out there, don't try that at home. See, that is a classic example of what we say when reality should be fantasy. If anything, he should have held his finger. Like, you're not supposed to hold it like this. You're supposed to hold it like this. It's your finger. Because your finger has no bullets in it unless you have superpowers. And I don't think that Mr. Gagum has superpowers. But for future reference, don't try that at home. Use your finger. And really, you don't even need to do that because it ain't that serious. It's these people taking these movies way too serious. It's a movie. Just diss it. And that's the proper way of doing it. And speaking of movies and disses, somebody who shouldn't be in the movie ever again, because I don't understand what made her a good actress in people's eyes. But Lindsay Lohan, you know, the one that's always high on something, been in rehab 500-600 times, came out and was like, nah, they do with these celebrities, they ask them questions like, people who star in movies actually know stuff. So she comes out and was like, yeah, I have interesting policy suggestion for Barack Obama. She says, I've cut tax for those who need it, is what Barack Obama says. And she says, well, we also need to cut them for those that are listed on Forbes as millionaires. If they are not, you must consider that as well. Because, hey, millionaires need their money more than thousandaires. Obviously. Now, I would say she was high on drugs, but we know as a policy, that is the American way. Tax the thousandaires more than you tax the millionaires and the billionaires, percentage wise. You know, this is that whole have and have not. And if you want to get into real revolution, you have to get from those who got and refuse to give and spread it to the people who really need it, as opposed to the plan of just killing all the people who are thousandaires so that there's more for the millionaires, because that's kind of the policy that we have now. But Lindsay Lohan, big shout out. That's why I'm going to watch your next movie. Not. I mean, I guess if Lindsay Lohan is giving advice, then we know that the world, I mean, because it's out there that the world is ending. I'm sure everybody knows by now the whole Mayan thing and the world is supposed to be ending. Now, in that frame, since according to that we've got 2 months left, I saw something that was kind of ill. It was like, okay, maybe the world is ending. I saw that there was virgin birth in snakes. I mean, there was pregnant females from two snake species, and pit vipers reproduce without a male, which is a phenomenon that's called facultative parthenogenesis. And that it was previously been found only in captive species. So, you know, now when we think about this for a minute, you have virgin birth in snakes. So if we're going off past religious history, should we not be worshiping these snakes? Because pit vipers, they virgin birth, no male involved, so they're special, right? Or we can sit up and I mean, if we don't even want to go there, we can talk about the Yangtze River in China turn red mysteriously. Don't want to talk about that. We want to point to the end times in North Shore over in the UK. They have animal carcasses just washing up on shore. Alligators, nutria, just snakes by the hundreds and thousands. Everywhere. No biggie. Or we could talk about Antarctic mollusks who switch sexes. No biggie, right? I mean, but if you think about it, in a nutshell, as a whole, it's a big deal or it's not. I mean, I saw where the government can control cockroaches, remote control cockroaches. They're what they call biobots, and they say they may aid search and rescue missions. Because, you know, there ain't nothing that says technology like remote control cockroaches, right? Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'm from the South, raised there, and there's nothing worse on the face of the earth than cockroaches. Big cockroaches that can fly and they land on your wall. There's nothing you can do about it. And they have remote control cockroaches. Now, wouldn't that count as the pestilence y'all talking about in Revelation? So let's go back down. We have the Mayans talking about the end of the world here. The calendar is going to run out here at the end of 2012. We have snakes that have virgin births. We have rivers turning red mysteriously. We have carcasses washing the shore. I mean, in earlier this year, y'all remember the birds just falling out the damn sky. Fish just washing the shore dead. All this type of stuff's happening. Mollusks are switching sexes. And we have remote control cockroaches. Because, you know, Nothing says prosperity like remote control cockroaches. And speaking of cockroaches, it's Bob Dylan came out and was talking about the stigma of slavery had ruined America, and he doubts the country can get rid of the shame because it was founded on the back of slaves. You know? And, I mean, you know, Bob Dylan was talking in Rolling Stone magazine about, you know, the people being at each other's throats about different colors, whatnot. And as Bob Dylan says, he also says blacks know that some whites didn't want to give up slavery. Now, we could say yay or nay. It's on you to kind of figure out what you believe, what you don't believe. I mean, me, I believe that because, shit, we're still celebrating the 150-year anniversary of a loss. We talk about the Civil War and the Confederates, whatnot. You know, that loss where people celebrate the fact that they were fighting for the right to own slaves, even though the majority of the people who are out there fighting, say 95% of them, and I would venture to say, since we had that time of the year, the 99% didn't have the faculties to own slaves, which is the ultimate pimp game. Pimp Daddy, who had all the slaves, had your asses out there fighting for him, and you couldn't even own slaves. You was just fighting for the right so that you can look like, well, hey, maybe if one day he wants to throw me a bone, I might be able to afford some slaves too. Not. But see, that's how stupid you are. And then when I seen that Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds got married on the plantation, and they were talking about, this magazine was talking about, the article was saying, our favorite plantations. And I'm sitting up there like, damn, we ain't burned these things down yet. I have no favorite plantation. Zero. I wish every hurricane, tornado would knock them bastards down. And if they haven't, I wish it in the future. Volcano erupt. Hurricane something. I don't see plantations as historic or places that are fabulous that I want to hang out in. I mean, to me, a plantation is the celebration of a concentration camp. Because, I mean, that's technically what they were. I know people don't want to throw that out there, but that's what it was. You work for free. You slave for free. You were beaten. You weren't human. So every time you talk about these plantations, you celebrating good old-fashioned inhumanity. But if you don't care, I don't care either. I do care, and I do hope that every plantation gets burned to the ground some way or another. But that's a story for another day. On that note, I am Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama Session. And I'm out. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
Smooth Drama.